Welcome to the press conference with Horia Tecău. We are ready to start. We're going to start in English and we'll then do questions in Romanian in the end. Please raise your hand if you would like to ask a question. Rim?
Hi, Horia. I know you weren't too keen to discuss your retirement before this match. So now I'm wondering just how are you feeling? What kind of emotions do you have?
I'm very happy, to be honest, in this moment. Couldn't have had a better script to, you know, to live this moment. I'm very grateful to be here at the end of the year in a great team on the biggest stage, and to play against friends that I've known for 15 years or more, and come out with a win. And yeah, I would leave that the sport with that feeling. And yeah, I'm very happy to have this moment, which, you know, in the morning before the match, you know, it's all these emotions kick in and you're still trying to concentrate and put everything aside to focus on your execution and the match. But all we wanted and all we talked about was to leave the court, you know, the way we wanted, with, you know, with all the effort that we had and good attitude and good energy, and to support each other and try to go for the win with our game. And yeah, that's basically how I've lived my career, and that's what I wanted to sum up in this last match. And yeah, it's great to come out with a win, to be honest. You know, it's the moment would have been nice as well, but it's a good way to say bye.
Oh yeah, we're used to seeing doubles players play well into their 40s and everything. It's why is this the right moment for you?
You know, that moment comes for everyone. Everyone is different, and some of us doubles players have started very early with the doubles career, including myself. At 23 years old, I went full on doubles tour. I was fortunate to not be injured and play consistently throughout the years and play a lot of matches and have success. And my approach to the game was always to give it all, and the training sessions were 100%. And now I'm getting close to 37 and the body feels it, that's for sure. You know, every day it's the inflammations are there and the body feels it. But that's not the reason, because, you know, I can still play at a good level. I can still, you know, get a lot of treatment for my body and train and do it. But I feel like it's time to enjoy life in a different way. You know, it's been a lot of traveling, a lot of being away from home. Which is nice in a way, but it's also you're probably missing on some things that you would like to do. You know, I treated the sport very serious, and I enjoyed my time off. But I feel like now it's the time that to do something else and to pour my energy and attention into something else. But before I do that or talk about my next thing, I need a break.
Yeah. What do you wish for your legacy to be in this sport? What do you want to be remembered for?
You know, I was very fortunate to grow and experienced different training camps when I was a junior, and met great coaches along the way that always installed this feeling of give it 100% and be respectful and you know, play to win and have good attitude on the court and treat everyone with respect all around, the players, the staff, the fans, everyone. And yeah, that's also something that I've seen at other players before me. I was a big fan of Stefan Edberg. I was a big fan of Rafter, big fan of Roger. And, you know, I got to see Roger and meet him and see how he handles himself, not in the press conferences or on the court, but also off the court. Yeah, big role models in this sport. And it's also something that I wanted to have and carry throughout my career. And I would say that's the legacy that I want to leave behind. And for the tennis fans and the kids especially that like the game and have dreams to see that you know, you can have a good career and be successful and fulfill your dreams by having good values, good attitude, and that, you know, you don't necessarily need to be you know, close and very selfish and you know, not pay attention to others and not I feel I did that and I lived my career like that, and I'm very happy in this moment.
Are there another English questions or can I ask more?
There's one more from Paul, but you can ask one more, Reem, if you want.
Thank you. Go
on, very good questions.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to hog it. Hori, if you just pick two or three highlights for you from your career, I'm sure it's difficult because it was a long one, but What are the main things that come to mind when I say highlights of your career?
There's a lot. I would say a big moment is the biggest dream fulfilled, winning Wimbledon. That's always there, and not necessarily the match day, but like the whole process behind it. Teaming up with Dejan Julien, having the same dream, same belief, same attitude every day, you know, losing many matches and fixing things and communicating and towards that one goal and believing in ourselves and then achieving that. That's probably, that was a big lesson and also a big fulfillment moment that probably stands out. There's a lot, and I was very fortunate to have great partners around me. I've learned a lot from Robert. I learned a lot from Max Mirny. You know, Jean Julien has been around, and also very happy to team up with Kevin this year, and you know, got to meet him, and it was a very enjoyable journey, let's say, with great people around me.
Thank you very much and congratulations on an awesome career.
Thank you.
Paul?
Yeah, first of all, congrats to your amazing career, Horia. Really outstanding. And yeah, what I heard, there's no person on the whole circuit who's talking bad about you. Everybody says such a nice guy, such a decent guy. And yeah, Reem, great questions and very interesting answers already. I was wondering, when you think about your career, which guys, which colleagues, you also mentioned Robert, Max Mirny and Jean Julien, but all the colleagues which went on the journey with you, who is also coming to your mind? Who was very important?
A lot of guys, especially guys that I remember playing in singles and playing in futures, guys like Kubot, like Suarez, you know, these guys, we grew up together, you know, being away from our homes on the tour. And in the beginning, it was not like this. We didn't have a team around. We had each other. We were competing sometimes against each other. And then we would go for dinner. And because that's all we had. We were in, I Mexico and a lot of places where, you know, you make these friendships and then you see each other and you root for each other because you know each other's story. And those are special, you know, like these are guys that I would be friends forever, you know. We're very fortunate in the sport to have great role models, you know. That's something that tennis will give you, and you know, it's very consistent. I look around and these guys are like I mentioned, you know, Edberg and Rafter and, you know, Sampras and Roger, Rafa, you know, and Novak, and what they're doing for the sport, you see it. You're here with them and you see how they are, not only on the stage, you see them behind the stage, and you know, it's great examples. So you are away from home, but you're in a big classroom with a lot of you know, high standard role models around. So it's kind of it's forcing you to grow up and mature and be responsible for yourself and what you do on the tour, because there's a lot of fans, a lot of kids watching, and I feel that tennis is has always produced great role models, and I don't feel any different or special. I feel like that was my education from home, and when you have that education, you always try to choose that those kind of people around you, talking about coaches, partners, and you know, that kind of grows on you. You want to be better. You want to be a better player, better person, better everything. You know, it's very motivating, and I feel fortunate to have lived through this for quite a few years.
And when you look at the future of tennis, the next gen, the next role models, how do you see the development of the sport? And do you see other great upcoming role models? You mentioned Edberg, Federer, Rafa, and Novak. Is there a bright future?
I feel there's a bright future. I feel these guys are still very young, and they're still coming into their shapes and maturing. And now they get to be on this stage consistently. And they're, you know, the torch is gonna be passed in the next few years, and they're gonna be in that position to be role models. So I think it's a transition that comes naturally. You know, you're all of the sudden you're there, you're the big man, and you have to have responsibility to, you know, to live up to the standards that have been set, and not only because it's nice, but also because that's part of growing. And you know, everyone here is working really hard at becoming better tennis players. But with becoming better tennis players, you need to be responsible, to be to communicate really well. You know, to believe in yourself. These are all to respect the game, the sport, the fans, the staff, everyone involved in this industry. So, I think it's it's something that they will grow and fulfill that role. I look at all of them, and I see that they have it. It's in them. You know, it's just maybe it's they can express it a little bit more. But they're doing great things on the court. And you know, also we have to understand that we were spoiled with a great generation over the last decade or two. So the standards were at the highest ever, And yeah, I need to have maybe a little patience with the next guys that would step on the, in their shoes.
Thank you. Questions in Romanian, please, Luminița.
Bună, Horia. Felicitări, în primul rând, pentru
Bună.
Victoria Asim. De astăzi. Sper să nu devin eu prea emoțională și da. să fur emoția de acolo.
Interviu normal.
Da, mă rog, nu prea poate să fie, dar în fine. Mi s-a părut că la final ai zâmbit în sfârșit un pic mai relaxat. Cred că a fost o săptămână destul de complicată pentru tine, să spunem, cu toate aceste întrebări despre decizie, cu meciurile pe care le aveai de jucat și în final parcă te-ai relaxat. E o impresie corectă sau nu?
Da, da, bineînțeles. Cum am făcut întreaga carieră, am încercat mereu să fiu foarte concentrat pe ce am de făcut și să îmi duc atenția acolo unde trebuie. Și simt că am reușit să fac lucrul ăsta destul de bine în această săptămână. Bineînțeles, știind momentul, am încercat să aduc victoriile, să trăiesc execuțiile bune, să trăiesc seturile, meciurile câștigate. Și asta a lipsit un pic în primele două meciuri. Aveam așa o mică tensiune că vreau și eu să câștig un meci acum pe final și ar fi frumos să îl iau pe ăsta, pe ultimul. Și ne-am concentrat mult și am încercat să rămân cât de mult am putut concentrat pe acest meci, dar în același timp să mă bucur și să în pauze și în momentele dintre puncte să mă uit în jur un pic, să am jumătate de zâmbet, pentru că nu puteam să mă foarte mult din concentrare și să mă bucur că sunt acolo pe acest teren și fac ce îmi place și lucrurile mergeau bine. Ne bucuram de joc și după meci, bineînțeles că am imediat emoțiile de bucurie au ieșit la suprafață și știind că reușesc să închid turneul cu o victorie și să fie acesta ultimul meci, a fost și este un sentiment minunat. N-aș fi putut scrie un scenariu mai bun pentru acest moment. Un moment la care nu ești niciodată pregătit să-l trăiești, chiar dacă te gândești la el. Dar da, mă bucur și mă bucur să trăiesc acest moment de să las sportul cu o victorie ca ultima amintire.
A fost o decizie luată în timp sau a venit așa dintr-o dată?
O decizie luată în timp, nu s-a întâmplat nimic să mă facă să mă accidentez sau să vreau să plec de aici și să nu mai fiu în tenis. Dar deja de ceva timp simțeam să joc mai puțin, simțeam să reduc turneele, să mă antrenez mai puțin, inflamațiile sunt prezente de ani de zile și antiinflamatoarele și tot ce fac pe lângă se simte. Dar nu acesta a fost motivul principal. Uh-huh. Cred că am avut o carieră lungă, plină, fără pauze mari. Am fost norocos să fiu destul de rezistent și să am puține accidentări care să mă țină departe de teren. Deci simt că mereu am jucat sezon plin și m-am antrenat pentru că așa am abordat eu sportul. Efort maxim în antrenamente și în meciuri. Și exact așa am vrut să și închid acest moment. Și deja de ceva timp simt că e momentul să mă bucur de viață într-un alt fel. Și într-un fel mă bucur și a fost un obiectiv care a apărut pe parcurs. Mă bucur să fiu aici, la Turneul Campionilor, pe acest teren minunat, împreună cu cele mai bune echipe din lume și să rămân cu acest moment, cu această amintire din tenis. E fantastic. Mi se pare că e o decizie luată în termenii mei. Nu sunt nici accidentat, n-am căzut în clasament și nu mai intru până nicăieri și sau nu-mi găsesc partener și sunt într-o situație, o vibrație mai joasă, să spun. Mă simt la un nivel foarte bun, mă simt bucuros de ce am făcut, de ce am trăit și simt că e momentul să mă bucur.
E momentul
să mă bucur de viață într-un alt fel.
Da. Am văzut că toți cei cu care ai jucat de-a lungul săptămânii, la final de meci, te-au îmbrățișat, te-au spus ceva. Nu știu cât de mult contează pentru tine asta și nu ce ți-au spus, dar, mă rog, cred că au fost mesaje calde, da, așa, și prietenoase.
Da, sunt momente emoționante pentru că sunt colegii mei. Unii dintre ei sunt mai tineri și știu de mai puțini ani, dar cu unii dintre ei mă întâlnesc de 10-15 ani de zile. Și e un moment special să trăiești asta împreună. Adică și fiecare dintre ei probabil simte că acest moment va veni pentru fiecare dintre noi și că îl urmăresc acum la mine și că sunt aici la Turneul Campionilor și că am luat această decizie și și pentru că am avut o relație foarte bună cu toată lumea și asta e și din firea și personalitatea mea și nu am avut tensiuni în circuit și sunt, până la urmă, sunt colegii mei cu care am petrecut multe săptămâni împreună în această carieră lungă și mă bucur să se întâmple lucrul ăsta aici alături de ei și alături de cei mai buni.
Ok, îți mulțumesc frumos. Nu spun nimic mai mult acum pentru că ne auzim și la Cupa Davis, dar să fie numai bine în continuare.
Mersi.
Mersi.
Thank you.
Thank you.